Okay, how about counting a little bit till I get the body ready, maybe?
Ready? One, two, one, two, one, two.
All right. And we said if you had to dig something to get the water off the marshes, what sort of thing, what would you call the thing that you dug?
Ditch.
Okay, anything else you might call that? Maybe they have some bigger ones down in Florida.
Canal.
Okay. And how about a deep valley that has been cut out by the water of a small stream? You know, the water runs and it cuts
down. We call a gully.
Okay. What is a ravine? Do y'all have anything, anything that you call a ravine around here? No.
I don't believe so.
Okay, that may be something in sort of different country. And what about here? Everything, of course, is just flat as it can be, just about. But if you had a little rise. What would you call that if you were going out through, you know, the country and there's a little rise?
We'd call that a hill.
Okay, and if it were a little bigger, is there something else?
Be a mountain.
Okay. And what do you call this thing right here?
That's a lock.
Okay, and this?
That's a knob.
Okay, you ever use that to mean a kind of a hill?
A knob. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that? Just another hill?
Yes, ma'am.
Does
a
it have
knoll.
Do you have them around here? Not
yeah, we have a little knoll right here.
Right. You use the word knoll more than you do knob?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Knoll. That's right.
Okay. And what about a real rocky side like of a mountain that drops off real sharp? What might you call that?
That we would call that a drop off.
Okay. And in between, have you look at traffic out there, aren't you? Pop every once in a while. Okay. What about up in the mountains where the road goes across a low place to go through the mountains?
I'd call that a valley.
Okay. And what about a word for any other kind of a little opening in a valley, like the or in the mountains? The mountains are real high, but there's a place where you can get through.
Slope.
Okay. There's a word that they used to talk about out in the Western movies. If a bad man had killed a man, he'd put something on his gun. Do you remember cut a little thing? And it's the same word that women use in patterns. You know, when they're going to make a dress, they lay out a pattern, and then if they want to cut a little V-shaped thing in to show where two pieces go together. Mm-hmm. You know what that would be called? It's like, you know what I mean by dress pattern? You know, those little things you lay down. They cut around the edge of it, and then there are certain places where they pinch up the material and snip a little V out.
That's what we call swallow fork or something.
Okay. What about a place where a boat stops and where freight is unloaded? I know that doesn't happen very much around here, but you have a word?
Dock.
Okay.